According to the study, Tippecanoe and Clinton counties saw reductions in their jails of over 20%. Montgomery County saw a nearly 50% decline in its jail. Those changes were primarily made to allow for adequate social distancing and to protect people being held in the jail. IU public policy analyst Stacy Rising worked on the study. She says jail populations have begun to tick back up again, and sheriffs say it's likely due to people going out more.
They may start arresting people again there for a while. They were issuing maybe citations for things that they would have usually been arresting people for. So changes in law enforcement activity, changes in the public's activity. They think those are contributing to the uptick in the numbers again.
Rising says in her interviews with sheriffs, many hope to continue using virtual courtrooms because they don't have to move inmates around as much. For WBAA News, I'm Ben Thorpe.